Colorado Springs. This is Brandon Tierney. Catch me and Tiki Barber weekdays at 1 on Extra Sports 1300. See you then.
If you are a fan of an NFL team, I would like to just ask you if you have any room for me, because I have had it. I have had it with the clown organization that is the Kansas City Chiefs. This Marcus Peters thing is perplexing isn't a strong enough word. Mind-boggling does not do it justice. You trade Marcus Peters, if you haven't seen this today. Marcus Peters got traded to the Rams.
Wade Phillips is happy, by the way.
Wade Phillips is super excited.
Super excited.
And he should be.
Yeah.
I saw a stat today that said and Marcus Peters has been in the league for what, 3 years? Something 2 years?
Like 2-3 years, yeah.
The only player in the history of the National Football League that has more interceptions in his first 2 or 3 years, whatever, I think 2 years, right? Doesn't matter. The only person that has more interceptions over that time than Marcus Peters is Ed Reed in the history of the National Football League.
Wow.
And I get that he is a punk. He's immature. He's a jerk. He's a bad teammate. I understand all this stuff. But a couple things. One, you knew that when you drafted him, Kansas City. You knew that coming out of Washington. He had been kicked off the team. 3 years.
2 years.
2 years. 2 years with Marcus Peters is like 3 years because he's a little bit of a headache, which I understand. But what this is, for those of you who are wondering, what? How could this happen?
Oh, no, it's been three. I'm sorry.
Okay. This is what happens when you allow your head coach to run the football operation side, and he is not Greg Popovich or Bill Belichick. This is Andy Reid, who is unchallenged in that organization. They fired the guy that's in Cleveland now. They fired, let him go, not because of poor performance. They've been a playoff team the last few years.
Yeah.
It's not poor performance. Yeah. It's because Andy Reid wanted more say within the organization. And now he has that because he has some pushover in the general manager's chair. And this is Andy Reid, the coach, saying, "Man, he's kind of a headache. I don't really want to deal with him anymore." This is a coach making a coach decision. But this is a decision that should be made on the personnel side. You knew what Marcus Peters was when you drafted him. Yeah, he's a jerk, but he's your jerk. You chose him. You could have gone a different way. And now you're bailing on him? For what? That's what we don't know, and that's what we won't know, right? Because this thing can't even be official for 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. So we won't know. We'll know the compensation, which, spoiler alert, it's not enough. Remember the Rams? They just gave up all their draft picks to get the baby hands Jared Goff. They don't have any value. That's the guy. If you're the Chiefs defense, you have three impact players, real impact players on defense. They are Eric Berry, Marcus Peters, and Chris Jones. Eric Berry is coming off of a torn Achilles tendon. Just ask his now soon-to-be former teammate, Derek Johnson. Achilles tendon injuries are very difficult to come back from. There is a good probability that Eric Berry could aggravate the injury or do it again. So you have one guy that's coming off of missing the entire season, save for a couple of quarters, due to an Achilles injury. You still have Chris Jones. I will grant you that. And then the other guy you traded away. And I saw some people, including Eric Galco from Optimum Scouting and the Sporting News, comes on the program every once in a while, said, "Don't worry, Patrick Mahomes will put up enough points so it won't matter." And my response to that is, Kansas City has had teams like that. Remember when Trent Green, Priest Holmes, Tony Gonzalez, remember those teams, Broncos fans? Of course you did, because that was the last time that the Chiefs ran the AFC West. And what did it get them? Nothing. I just don't understand how a team can look at themselves and say, let's just get rid of the impact players on one side of the football, but we have enough on the other that we'll be good. It doesn't work that way. You can't be a one-sided team. Look what happens to those teams that have no balance. You have to be balanced. I'm not saying you have to have the steel curtain, but now the Chiefs have two impact players and one of them has a bad Achilles. And you're going to trade a ball hockey. Like, think about this. The number of interceptions Marcus Peters has had, only two fewer than Ed Reed, which is the NFL record for a player 3 years into the league. That's with other teams constantly throwing it away from Marcus Peters. There's a reason why guys like Josh Norman and stuff, they don't have big interception numbers, because teams don't throw that way. That's what makes Marcus Peters, as much of a butthead as he is, makes him so good, because you throw it his way, it is his ball. He is taking it from you. And now you lose that in a division where you have Phillip Rivers and you have Derek Carr and you could potentially have Kirk Cousins. And your move, Andy Reid, because you're the only one to blame here, or at least Clark Hunt for not having a spine and standing up to Andy Reid. Your move, your great move to send this Kansas City Chiefs team into the future, a team that just dribbled down their leg against the Tennessee Titans in the playoffs, your big move to get this team back on track and challenging the New England Patriots and Pittsburgh Steelers for AFC supremacy is to trade your best defensive player. Like, I as a Chiefs fan, I am angered by this. I really am. It's just stupid. I hate when the Chiefs make stupid decisions, and they have. They are. Look, I'd like to see what Denver does with Kirk Cousins. I believe they end up with Kirk Cousins. Therefore, with this trade, I gladly hand the AFC West to the Denver Broncos. I have never believed in the Chargers, nor will I believe in them next year. The Raiders are pretty good. They're going to be, but if the Broncos get Kirk Cousins, good night. That's not to say that the Chiefs can't potentially sneak in the wild card. Look who they have to compete against. The Titans, even though they beat them, they're still not a great football team. The Buffalo Bills. So I'm not saying if you're a Chiefs fan that you're not going to make the postseason for the next decade. But what I am saying is you had your foot on the throat of the other three teams in the division, and now you're letting them up. You're letting them up because one team is going to go out and get the best quarterback on the market. The other one is getting their franchise quarterback healthy again. And you're trading the only guy that can counteract those two. The only guy that can stand up to a Kirk Cousins-led Denver Broncos is Marcus Peters. And now he's gone. If you're a Rams fan, congratulations. Can I come root for your team with you? And I don't even particularly like Marcus Peters. In terms of his attitude and his personality, I didn't want the Chiefs to draft him in the first place. But they drafted him. He's really, really good. And you just got rid of him. So hit me up at XTRA Ryan. I welcome all you fan base. Not the Broncos. Don't even waste your breath. Any other fan base that wants to recruit me,
bandwagon's big in here.
I am perfectly willing to come on over. I'll take your tweets over the weekend. That's going to do it for the show. Thanks to Lindsey Smith of the Gazette and also Ken Landau, a voice of the CC Tigers. Coming up next, speaking of hockey, Air Force, a chance to clinch a first-round bye in the Atlantic Hockey Tournament. Dave Toler, Jay Ritchie have the call on the other side here on Extra Sports 1300.